Rabbi, Mac is going under the road, and then his body is on the top of that hair. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Giriraj is one of the most important holy places. It is very important, just as Srimati Radharani says. He is the best among the servants of Krishna. Haridasa Varya means the best. Krishna speaks in Bhagavatam about Uddhava and about Yudhishthira Maharaj as great devotees. But this word, the best, is only said about Giriraj, and it is said by Srimati Radharani in the 11th chapter. We also have opportunity to learn from Giriraj how to serve Krishna. It is said that Giriraj has a cave. You can see this big cave outside. And the goal of this is to serve Radhishyam with their products, which are, we can preserve these, what we grow in their garden. Krishna has many pastimes at Govardhan Hill. Because he comes here with the cows regularly to feed the cows, and then the cowherd boys are here, and many pastimes with Srimati Radharani are there, and with the gopis. And historically, Giriraj has a great importance in the pastimes of other incarnations. We will go around. There is no Parikram road just yet. Giriraj is so big and beautiful that there will be two pavilions. One is the Indigoshala garden. And the one on the top of Govardhan Hill, that's at Apsarakund in Apsaravan. So there will be another pavilion where you can see everything in Krishna Valley. When Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish Maharaj, that happened in Mathura. And Sudarshan Chakra was chasing Durvasa Muni throughout the whole universe. And then Durvasa went to Vaikuntha Loka, to Svetadvip. And there he met the Lord. And the Lord says many beautiful things there. One of the things he says is that I live in the heart of the devotees, and the devotees live in my heart. They don't know anyone else other than me, and I don't know anyone else other than them. Literally, when Krishna says, I live in their hearts, generally this means that Krishna lives in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas. He lives in the heart of all the living entities as the Super Soul. But personally, as Mayam Bhagavan, he lives in the hearts of the Vaishnavas. But the one person where he personally lives is Giriraj. Because in his caves, he has many caves. But especially when it's hot in the summer, we know how nice and cool caves are. So Krishna goes there and he takes rest with the cowherd boys, Vichimati Radharani. So actually he lives in Giriraj's heart. So there is a lot of things that we can learn from Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan means that the one who gives shelter to the cows and gives shelter to the senses as well. It is very difficult to control the senses, but if we meditate on Giriraj, then he controls our mind and our other senses if we contact him. So we start and we do a parikrama through Giriraj. We are very fortunate that we can also go on the hill. There is no offense in New Brajadam if we step on Giriraj. So we will start to go to the Manasi Ganga Lake, and there is Govardhan town, and we sit down there and we talk a little. Then we go out to the Parikrama Road and we go around, and then we come back and we will see on the right hand side when where the sun is getting up and the sun is rising. There are the fruits that grow on Giriraj. These are the different flavors of love for Krishna. And devotees who eat, we only have apples right now, but by eating them, then you can taste the taste of love of God and you can get it. We will regularly say this.
Na most mielőtt fellépünk Girirajra, akkor ajánljuk hódolatot,
tanuk
a kis hódanak murtikat, nem kell, és akkor úgy kérjünk engedélyt Parikramára,
és akkor indulunk
el,
és
Girirajs Maharaj ki így áll. Indulunk fel, és fogjuk látogatni első helyet.
So we go up and we visit the first place, Manasi Ganga Lake.
És azok a kettelések, amit ott van.
And we talk about the past times that happened there.
Hello, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai! Vigyázz ott, hogy itt árok van. Lehet látni sokféle zöldség, ami itt ennő Giriráznál.
There's a lot of vegetables that grow at Giriráz.
Bola Giriráz Maharaj ki jai! És itt a másik oldalon látjátok a sok virágkerteit.
Here on the other side you can see all the flower gardens. Flower gardens.
Hát a murtikat hozzátok így körül, és akkor így a bakták felé fordulhat, és nem megyünk meg tudjuk fordulni. Jézus, hogy köszönöm. Igen, hozzátok ide, és akkor itt bakták leülhetnek, foglalhatnak
helyet.
Ahol kis.
Igen.
Rita. 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 Adjad. És hát jól működik. Rég elfűntek mindenki. Oda is lehet, ottan látjátok, hogy ahol forgott a földet. És nem tervezünk egy pavilion.
If I see where all this earth is, we are planning a pavilion.
Itten látjátok, majd később fogunk erre felé is visszajönni.
We will come back the same route.
De csak azért, hogy a véletlenül nem jövünk ide, de hát kívülünk fogunk elmenni mellette. Tehát itten vannak virágok.
There are flowers over here.
Akkor valaki tudja mondani, hogy mi a neve ennek a helynek itten?
Can someone say what is the name of this place here? This is Pushpavan.
Ez Pushpavan.
This is Pushpavan.
És itten mellette ez a kis erdő, ami itt látható.
And this little forest next to it is Shyamavan.
És erről majd később lesz szó.
We'll talk about this later.
És pardon, Shyamavan az, igen. Shyamavan az van itten fönt, és Kusum Sarovara.
Shyamavan is up here, and Kusum Sarovara. So we will visit these places.
Kusum Sarovara.
Kusum Sarovara is over that way.
Udavajinak, ülőhelye.
And then there is the seat of Udavji. Here, where we are right now.
Így folyik át. Pont ahol így állunk, és murtik vannak, így megy a Manasaganga folyó.
Manasaganga river is flowing through here where we are sitting right now. There is two rivers in Vrindavan, Yamuna and Manasaganga. Yamuna Devi is the little sister of Ganga Devi. And Ganges which flows everywhere else in India, is present here in Vrindavan in its original form as Manasaganga. There is a beautiful big lake. This would be a part of Giriraj's view. And these flags are on around the lake, on the shore, on the bank of the lake. That is Chakratirtha. That's the Govardhan Hill.
Ottan a sárga, az ki?
Yellow.
Manasaganga tó. Okay.
Yellow is the Manasaganga lake.
Hát, itt a, azok nem annyira inkább menjél anior arrébb 4 méterre, pont ott a fenyőfa mellett, igen.
And next to the...
És hát Govardhan, ez a zöld, még arrébb, egész a fenyőfáj. Igen, ott, pontos, tökéletes.
He just had to go right there where he is now.
És ők most itten a... És az a magyar zászló az? Jó. Akkor itten látjátok a távol 2 zászló.
So there's
ez a 2
flags in the distance that you can see. These are the two banks of Manasaganga.
Sárga,
the yellow
van,
flag,
az Haridev.
That's Haridev.
Haridev templom. Haridev egy önmegnyilvánult.
Haridev is a self-manifested deity.
És azon a helyen, hát inkább kezdjünk el Girirajjal, pardon.
We start with Giriraj. We come back to this later.
Hogy hát Govardhan hegynek sok megnyilvánulása van.
Govardhan Hill has a lot of different manifestations and different methods how he manifests.
Krishna földjel.
He's eternally connected to Krishna Valley and Vrindavan.
A lelki világban.
In the spiritual world.
Ő is örökké ottan létezik, és amikor Krishna jön.
He's eternally existing. And when Krishna comes to this material world, he personally comes with him.
Írások, szent írásba, hogy amikor
there are descriptions in the scriptures.
Srimati Varvani mutatta meg, a Krishna akarta megérteni, hogy mi van a szívébe.
And Krishna wanted to understand what is in.
Ő vonzó szeretet.
That is in Srimati Radharani's heart. And what is the attractive love that she has in her heart. And then this mountain manifest with its beautiful Chintamani and caves and beautiful trees, waterfalls, and the water which is pure nectar or liquid love. And all the trees and bushes, flowers, living entities and stones represent different vidav, anubav, sattvic bav, different symptoms and causes of ecstasy. And when Krishna saw this, he was completely amazed and charmed. Because whatever is in Srimati Radharani's heart, inside, he could see outside. Long time ago, there was a rishi.
Melyik muni volt az, aki vitte Girirajot?
There was a muni who was carrying Girirajot.
Pulasya.
Pulasya.
Pulasya Rishi.
Pulasya Rishi.
És ő elkérte Girirajot a apukájától.
He asked for Girirajot from his father.
Kiterjedésről beszélünk.
But here we are actually speaking about expansion of Giriraj, because Giriraj is always in the spiritual world. So he was carrying this expansion of Giriraj to his ashram. And then Giriraj was above Vrindavan. Then he induced the muni to go to the toilet and put him down. And he wasn't willing to move once he put him down. This was an expansion that until this time Giriraj was unmanifest in Vrindavan. And then through this other Giriraj he got manifest. And then we can see him now. And what we can see in this world, that decreases by a millimeter every day. But the unmanifest Giriraj is... But this Giriraj is always here and becomes bigger and bigger. And in Lord Ramachandra's time, when Giriraj heard that Lord Ramachandra needs mountains so that he is able to go to Lanka, that he also wanted to go. So first Hanuman came and he tried to lift Giriraj, but he couldn't. And he didn't understand that he's so strong, so why is it that he cannot lift Giriraj? So then Giriraj asked, "What do you want with me?" So Hanuman explained that Lord Ramachandra, who is Lord Krishna manifests as Lord Ramachandra, and he's wanting to fight and we need your help. So then Giriraj wanted to go and he lifted him. But just at that time the news came that the bridge is ready and there is no need for any more mountains. Hanuman became very impetuous, very excited, and he heard that there is no need for more mountains and the fight is starting, that he just dropped Giriraj, and that's therefore all the stones are all broken on Giriraj right now. But this is good because some the devotees can take a little stone, and we also have a little Giriraj in the form of Govardhan Lal, and we worship him in this way through Govardhan Lal. So Govardhan Hill is known today in Bhauma Vrindavan. So this is also an expansion of that Govardhan Hill. And then we are returning to Manasiganga Lake. This is one of the lakes. Which is representing the beauty of Srimati Radharani's heart. And in the corner where we can see the yellow flag,
gopik jöttek és várták Krishnát.
The gopis came and they were waiting for Krishna.
Nem igazából várták, csak ottan leültek.
They weren't actually waiting, but they were sitting down and doing kirtan. And they started to sing Haridev, Haridev. As they were singing, Krishna manifest as a deity. So they performed an abhishek. They bathed the deity and they were very happy, because for the gopis there is no difference between Krishna and a deity. And they used to visit this place, Haridev, every day. So technically the parikrama starts here at Haridev, and without taking darshan of Haridev, his parikrama is not official. Lord Chaitanya also came and did Govardhan parikrama, and he spent 3 days in Haridev's temple. He was singing and dancing. Lord Nityananda also came for Giriraj parikrama. He also visited Haridev. And there is other important places as well.
amikor Lord Brahma,
Lord Brahma
abhisheket csinált,
performed an abhishek to Krishna,
akkor ő itten csinálta abhishek, és itten van egy kisebb tó.
Then the abhishek was here and there is a smaller pond called Brahma Kund.
Ezen a helyiségen ottan gyűlt össze.
And at this place,
víz,
all the water congregated. This is one of the 108 kunds that came as a result of the abhishek that the demigods performed to Krishna. Everyone knows this story very well, and we hear it regularly when we do parikrama, or we celebrate Govardhan Puja. There was the event when Nanda Maharaj and the Brijbasis wanted to worship Lord Indra, and their conception was that grass that cows deepen on is coming when there is rain, and if there is no rain, then they cannot live. And who is bringing rain? Lord Indra. So then they do an Indra Yagya. So they started this Indra Yagya a little bit further down at Anyur. But Krishna came and he asked, wait a minute, what is the goal of this yagya? What do we try to attain by it? Who is the Ishtadev? And Nanda Maharaj explained to him that Krishna was just a little boy, 7 years old. And he said that you are wrong. We don't deepen on rain. And he started to explain karma mimamsa philosophy. The demigods have to give rain. Otherwise, they cannot. But they cannot enjoy the results of the yagya. So that means that they depend on us, and not we depend on them. Actually, we depend on Govardhan Hill because we are cowards and our livelihood is dependent on cows. And Krishna explains what is the real life and work of the Vaishyas. So he says that our main duty. So he said, look, whatever you have collected, offer it to Giriraj. So there was a big process of, there was a big yagya, and we will talk about this more, how things happened and what happened. And Indra became very angry, and it just rained and rained and rained. And there were big floods everywhere that washed away everything. And then Krishna came. When he was 7, they already lived in Nandagram, and he ran here from Nandagram. And he lifted Govardhan. He lifted Giriraj. We will show the exact spot where he lifted him. And then the Brijbasis spent a week under Giriraj, and in time Indra came to his senses and became a bit more sober, and Krishna put Giriraj down exactly to the same spot. And then the demigods came and they worshipped Krishna. As I said, Lord Brahma worshipped him here, and they performed an abhishek at the place where Hari Devi is standing. And then Manasi Devi is also here. This is a form of Durga Devi, but actually it is a form of Yogamaya.
irányító istennő.
And she is the controlling goddess of Govardhan.
Meg a templomja itten van.
And she has her temple here.
Ez a ott van a Mukhavinda, az ő, ott van, igen. Ott, ahol van a Mukhavind.
The same place where there is Mukhavind, which is the mouth and the crown of Giriraj.
And the green flag. Manasi Devi.
And Manasi Devi is also there as the controlling goddess. And this red flag is Chakratirtha. When Krishna lifted the hill, the water was coming down, flowing down. And we know that if the water is flowing down, then the persons who are underneath, then they drown. So then Sudarshan Chakra went around at Chakratirtha all the time and then evaporated all the water that was coming down. And he took shelter over here afterwards. And he's down under the ground. So this place, when we have Govardhan Puja, then we have Sudarshan at the temple, so we can take him here and we can worship him over here. There is a lot of things at Chakratirtha. There is Chakrishwar Mahadev, Lord Shiva, who is the shelter-giving Lord over here. Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is also here. There used to be a lot of mosquitoes over here. So many that Sanatana Goswami, who was a very, very tolerant person, but he thought, I'm leaving, I cannot do any bhajan. So then Lord Shiva manifested to him and he told him, please stay here because I'm enjoying it very much that you are doing bhajan next to me and I will arrange that there will be no mosquitoes over here. So still up to today there is no mosquitoes over there, so Guru Maharaj is asking the gardeners if there is any mosquitoes, but they say there is none at all.
Ez a partja is a Manasi Gangának.
So this is the bank of the Manasi Ganga.
Van, amikor Srimati Várváni azon a, hát így az úton jön.
Sometimes Srimati Radharani is coming on the road and she wants to cross the lake. They don't have to come this way because if they go the other way there is no lake there at all. But she's looking for a boatman here. And when she gets there, she is calling a gopi. And she tells her, Labanga Manjari, go down there and have a look if this boatman is there. And she's asking which boatman. You know that lazy black one. So then they go down and of course he's there and he's sleeping in his boat. So they wake him up. So there is a very beautiful pastime here again on the basis of Krishna taking the gopis over to the other bank of Manasi Ganga. And sometimes it happens another way when there is an official boat festival and then in one boat there is Radheshyam and they are and in the another boat there are gopis who are dancing in the boat and in another boat there is the kirtan party and another boat the gopis who are bringing some foodstuffs and they have a big game in the middle of the lake. When they perform different types of pastimes.
Még egy dolog, ami Isten van, Chakratirtha, hogy Isten van Subarimuninak.
And in Chakratirtha there is another thing, the palace of Subarimuni.
Maharaj Mandata, az volt nem az apos, apos, azt hiszem. Hát majd fogjuk látni lent a Jamunán, egész lent a hegyen, ottan van.
We will see that there was Subari Muni performing big austerities in the water. And because he committed an offense to Garudaji, he couldn't keep his celibacy vrata, and he got married and he had eight daughters as Maharaj Mandata. Oh, Maharaj Mandata had eight daughters and Subari Muni accepted them as their wives, and he had a palace on the bank of Manasiganga. And he was living there until he understood again his unfortunate position, and he surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet. So this is Chakratirtha.
Akkor Chakratirtha, Mukkarvind és Haridev. És akkor most fogunk menni. Igen, most fogunk menni ki a Parikram
út. So we will go out to the Parikram road that takes us around. And we will go next to Dhangati, and then when we come out, we will talk about these places, but we can see. We can touch the holy earth of Giriraj and put it on our forehead, because this brings great fortune.
There's another one.